This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Black, gay, and bisexual men are still contracting HIV at rates higher than those of any other company in the world. The crisis is most acute in southern states, which holds 37% of the country's population, and as of 2014, accounted for 54% of all HIV diagnoses. Less than 80% of U.S. flights landed on time in 2016. Former FBI Director James Comey's testimony drew 19.5 million viewers. Pew found that mothers with household incomes under $30,000 take a median of 6 weeks of maternity leave, while those with household income of $75,000 take 12 weeks. Some 14% of restaurant employers provide paid maternity leave for hourly workers, according to another survey. Trump may delay his visit to Great Britain because his already weak popularity has sunk lower there after his misquote and Twitter war with the mayor of London. A study by Police.com of the 10 most murderous counties or independent cities ranked the following: Orleans Parish, Louisiana, was the first; Coahoma County, Mississippi, was second; Phillips County, Arkansas, was third; followed by St. Louis, Baltimore, Petersburg, Virginia; Macon County, Alabama; Washington, D.C.; Washington County, Mississippi; and Dallas County, Alabama. Puerto Ricans overwhelmingly endorsed statehood on a non-binding referendum by 97%, with 500,000 votes cast for statehood on 23% voter participation. French President Emmanuel Macron's new party, Republic on the Move, was on its way to deliver him a legislative majority in the first round of elections. Among the southern states, Florida has the most inmates serving time without the possibility of parole, followed by Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, Arkansas, and then Tennessee. Department of Homeland Security has nearly 2,000 people in about 80 countries working to combat international terrorism. More than 10% of the world's population is now obese. The rates of obesity have doubled in 73 countries, including Turkey, Venezuela, and Bhutan, from 1980 to 2015. The numbers would mean 604 million adults worldwide and 108 million children are obese. In 2015 alone, the offices of inspectors general and federal departments identified $26 billion in potential savings and recovered an additional $10 billion through criminal and civil cases. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.